go. Once again, presented by North Conway Premier. We're joined by psychic medium Sarah Moore.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Back.
Thank you so much.
I have to say that last month we had... Every episode is fantastic that we do
good.
Here.
Thank
These
you.
Little sessions, they're so good. But we got so much feedback. For whatever reason, maybe the full moon was just in the right area.
It was, yeah. I lined it up.
It was amazing. We got a lot of great feedback, and people were said brought to tears by some of the readings
Isn't
that you gave
amazing?
Them. It's great.
Yeah,
it's so great.
You know, my father always says, I don't know how you do what you do, because I talk to people when they're usually at the worst of their worst when they come to my office.
Uh-huh.
And it's like somebody just lost a parent or an animal or they're about to. But I have so many people say, wow, what you just did gave me peace in the process.
Right.
And that makes this all worth it. I love it.
Yeah, we got a lot of great feedback, so I wanted to share that with
Thank you.
So many people text in. And you know, and sometimes we understand that they walk away from the radio or they don't get the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
We record all of our sessions here and we post them up online. So if you are listening right now and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be able to stick around in the car or wherever it may be, you can text in. Sarah will give you your reading and then you can listen to it later on today.
And I won't remember what I said, so don't ask
me. That's always the best part for you, too. You get to listen back as well, which is really great. Before we get started, though, we want to say thank you for donating the half-hour session for the Conway Veterinary Hospital, their grand opening.
Their grand opening was phenomenal.
Yeah.
There were a ton of people. The staff there is just exceptional, and the building is beautiful, and it's the old Journey Church.
Yep.
So their open house is over, but go if you want to just stop in and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, we had Dr. Sherry on just a little while ago. It was last week, and she came on and talked about the new facility and how they've made it really to be fear-free for the pets, that
it
whole
is.
Environment now.
Even with, they had a post on Facebook the other day where there was a cat sitting in a basket in one of the rooms, and they was like, hey, you know what, if we can't get the cat to sit where we want, put a basket out. It totally worked.
Right.
Amazing.
No, it's outstanding. They're doing great things over there, so go check out that new facility, and you can check them out online, myconwayvet.com. So you gave away a free session.
I did. The winner
really
that
nice.
Was pretty excited.
Excellent. Very cool. So, and you got a couple other events we'll talk about, but people are texting in, so let's do it from readings.
Okay,
and then when we get back, we'll talk about some things. All right, we have Jennifer texting in. She said she wrote in last month about her cat Scooby and her buddy and her dog Buddy. They had some health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, she did have to put them down last week. She's asking if you're getting anything from them, if they're still around.
Yeah, it makes me really buzzy. I just feel like when you kind of get like a... Usually I get goosebumps when somebody's around or my ear pressure changes, but I just kind of have like an overall little buzziness. And they're still very much energetically around, but they... I want to say their words are, we tagged heaven and came back to be with you still. And I think that you still need a little more support in where you are in your life right now, so they're not going to leave you hanging. So what I'm seeing is a hammock between two trees. They're the trees, you're sitting in the hammock, but they're the ones supporting it.
Wonderful. That one
That's
goes
a
up.
Cool image. Excuse me.
That was cool.
I get no credit for that, but that's beautiful.
That one goes out to Jennifer from Berlin. Joan from Stark, New Hampshire is writing in. She's saying she's going to be looking at her new lake home later this morning.
Yeah.
Wondering if you get any vibes.
Yeah, check the water and see if there's any trees or roots near the water system. I think that it's going to be yours. I just think they might need to do a little repair work on that area. I have no idea how you check that out, but they're showing me like... they're showing me like a ground radar kind of thing.
Yeah,
I have no idea how they actually test it, which is why I didn't know the word.
Okay, that one goes out to Joe. Make sure you get them to check that out for you. Candace in North Conway has texted in wondering if any loved ones who have passed on are present around her.
They're saying Grandma Mary Ellen, which was my mother. So my son's grandmother is my mother. And when I say, what are you doing? I feel like I'm playing with I feel like I'm making either taffy or something where you have to wait till it gets to the right texture. It's kind of like making fondue. You don't want it too thick.
Mm-hmm.
And I see her waiting for it to get thick and viscous.
Okay.
So whoever the woman is who is cook and use the spoon to measure it, that's the one that's around.
All right. There you go. That one goes up to Candace. We have Tanya texting in. Tanya wants to know if you're getting any vibes from her adopted grandfather, Jared.
The woman before her, her grandmother is still bothering me. She's saying,
oh, okay.
I'm left-handed, and she's proud of it. So I'm sorry. Now I can get on to the next one. It's very hard when they stay here.
They're left-handed. She wants everybody to
know.
She's
like, Sarah, you used your left hand. So this one's step-grandfather, and what was his name?
Adopted grandfather. His name is Jared or Jared.
Oh, I love him. He is sitting back in a chair. I feel like I'm at the Lincoln Memorial right now. He's not as tall at all as Lincoln, but I just get such a feeling of peace and contentment, and it's kind of like, let the grandbabies come. I wonder if this woman has kids or if she's trying to get pregnant, because if they're around. So if you don't already have them, be careful.
Okay, that
if
one
you
goes...
don't want them, be careful.
Yeah, right, exactly. That one goes out to Tanya. Christina. Christina's texting in and wondering if everything, at least from your vibes, is on track for her. She's any unexpected surprises? Anything she should be worrying about?
You're kind of in a car on autopilot, but you didn't really program it. You need to be a little more clear about where do you want to be and what do you want it to look like. You're like, oh, well, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's not really the best approach. It's like, I want lemonade. I'm going to go on this road to the lemon tree. So just have a little more clarity in what you're expecting to get out of this life.
Very cool. All right. That one goes out to Christina. We're cruising right through here.
I know.
Rapid fire style.
I hope more people text in.
Yes, absolutely. We've got a whole list of people. Keep those texts coming. 603-356-9145. This one's from Brian. He's listening online. He's from Nashua, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. He's wondering if you see anything in his future. Seems like everything has been going wrong as of late and wondering if that's going to turn around.
Yeah, it's so funny and I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the image, which if you plant a bulb and you plant them upside down, it's a lot harder for them to find the light and come through the dirt. So I feel like you planted all these bulbs and you're like, it's not working. It's like, right, but if you're self-sabotaging just a little bit so that you can prove somebody else wrong, or if you can say, well, it never works for me, then you need to dig up the bulbs and replant them and aim them up to the sun. You need to believe that you're worthy of having this life of your dreams, and I think you still question that. Whether it be from a mother who is like, you know what, you get what you get and you don't get upset, and when you were 15 years old, that belief system got in there. And it could have been you did a phenomenal project, got a bad grade on it, but you still have this, why bother doing the work? And I get that from 15-year-old. And I think you're doing work. I just think the expectation is, I hope this works, instead of, I'm going to nail it. So shift that, plant the bulbs pointing up, and you're going to be good.
Awesome. That one goes out to Brian, and we appreciate you listening online. Everybody can listen online, too, at conwaymagic.com. We also have the TuneIn Radio app. We're on there as
fabulous.
Well. So if you will have that, you can look us up. Savannah from Albany texting in. She's seeing 11-11 all the time. Is
that
anything?
I love that.
I know, that's a big one.
It is, and I'm not a numerologist, but when I see 11-11, I think of your antenna are straight up, meaning you're connected to the God, to the higher power, universe, whatever your higher power is. I get you're dialed in, and it's your validation that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So I love that. And usually when I get it, I say, oh, thank you. Because to me, it's like the universe saying, you're doing great.
Very cool. Very cool. I do want to remind everybody, when you text in, make sure that you at least give your first name and the city that you're calling from or texting from. So at least we can give you some kind of heads up on who we're talking about here.
I'm going to read random people all day.
Carrie from Madison. We'll do one more. We have to take a quick break, but we'll do one more. Carrie from Madison. First, wanted to thank you. I guess you had a reading with her not too long ago at your office. She said she had a fantastic time. And she's just wondering if you're picking up on anything. She says she has a lot of tests coming up. Any feelings about any of the results?
You're great. I'm not worried about you at all. And I don't think you're worried about you either, which is fabulous. It's so funny. I hurt my shoulder on Valentine's Day playing hockey. And I've had people say like, oh, you'll never get mobility. Oh, yeah, it's going to be halfway. And I'm like, you're wrong. But I just smile and say, oh, yeah, maybe. But I plan on high-fiving them in another month and a half with my right arm, not my left. And I feel like same rules apply to you. Like, we'll high-five, look at your test results, we'll go get a coffee. You're going to be fine.
And a lot of that is the positive thinking, right? That's very
powerful.
It's the
positive thinking. What we put out there, you're going to get. If somebody got a flu shot and said, oh, I better not get the flu, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
If you're on a diet and you're like, I better not get fat, you're going to get fat. The universe takes that first part and erases it and sticks with the verb.
Right. So I was about that positive thinking. Very cool. More texting readings. Make sure you keep texting in. Again, 603-356-9145. I do want to say thank you to North Conway Premier for representing Full Moon Readings, of course. And they've actually brought out the grills now because spring is here.
I know. And they have the cornhole thing.
Oh, they got all kinds of things set
up. I suggested we should go and maybe have a beverage and test it all out.
There we go. It sounds like a plan. You can go shop them online, northconwaypremier.com, and make sure you stop by their beautiful showroom located right next to the JCPenney here in North Conway. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes. We'll be back. It's Magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.